detention, and so on and so forth, something else has been added in conditions which remove the person from the protection of the law. Well, we know that that is a very controversial sentence, and it was put at the end of the definition in Article 2. The committee has constantly been issuing statements on this, and it is not a component of enforced disappearance. I'm concerned about that. You add in conditions which remove the person from the protection of the law. So that is an integral component, and it's up to the judge to decide upon this. But who, though, is going to decide what those conditions are? I have to say that greatly dilutes the definition which is there to provide the maximum possible protection for victims. So I'd now like to turn my attention to something else. You've said that state agents, be they members of the armed forces, internal security forces, can, in any activity, claim that they are lawfully defending themselves. So, legitimate self-defense, I would say, means that certain criteria must be met. One principle is that legitimate self-defense cannot be presumed. It must be assessed on a case-by-case basis. In this case, noblesse oblige, that means to say that they have all the advantages on their side because they've got force. There could be other people who are more vulnerable. So there actually should be some firewalls to try and stop this. You have to pay special attention in order to prevent the arbitrary use of force. I'm not going to give you a lesson in criminal law, but one of the criteria for legitimate self-defense is that it should be necessary. And it's not the text which should contain that criterion and say that it's necessary. It's up to the judge to evaluate that. There could be other ways of reacting when legitimate self-defense is not necessary. Now, throughout the dialogue, there's something that I've noticed. So I'd like to insist on something. The convention starts with Article 1, and Article 1 starts, no one shall be subjected to enforced disappearance. I'm not going to necessarily quote it ipsis verbis. Now, Article 1.1 reads, no one shall be subject to enforced disappearance. We rarely hear that, but in fact this is an absolute right. It's the same as for torture. When it comes to torture, we say no one shall be subjected to torture. No one can be exempted from protecting this right, and it's something which should be reflected in state's party law and its daily practice. notably by those who are tasked with law enforcement. Their role is to protect citizens through the appropriate due diligence throughout the territory of the state party. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you for those last remarks. We've had quite a number of questions in the second round from committee members, so we've now got around 30 minutes, Your Excellency.